Wow. Oh, how to go from excitement to disappointment in a very short period of time. I can't believe it. Well, I can believe it. That's why I was doing a test. I took out my phone and I opened up Audio Boom in my browser, in Safari on an iPhone, the latest iPhone. And I thought, okay, you used to be able to record straight into the browser and upload. I'm pretty sure I've successfully done it before. I'm not talking about the awesome days of the app, the actual Audio Boo app. Obviously, Audio Boo became Audio Boom as it is now, and somewhere along the way, the app disappeared, which was such a powerful tool for social audio. I still desperately miss it. And well, I've pivoted to VRP7 that I'm recording on right now. I really hoped that I could just record straight into Audio Boom for prosperity. So I'm in my shed. I was walking around on the creaky floor. I was sitting in my creaky chair, things you've heard 1,000 times before. But then I went outside and there was a plane doing acrobatics, which sounded pretty cool. There's also lots of birds. Let me not disturb them. Can you hear them? You didn't hear the door handle, did you? Let me close the door. Ah, shed, I shall miss you. And gravel that I love treading on. I shall also miss you. Anyway, I was out here and I found a ball on the floor, a ball which is in my hand now, just a tennis ball, kind of orange and green. Bounced it off the gravel. Not very good. I bounced it off a piece of wood, slightly better. And then I threw it in an attempt to hit a ladder. Ooh, that was successful this time. It actually went through the ladder last time, and then I took a photograph of it afterwards. And that was the problem. I could take a photograph in the app, and I got all this lovely audio and me pondering on how so I'm going to miss this garden so much, but I'll have a bigger one, which will require a ride-on mower at some point, and even some coppicing where there isn't grass. More on that later. It was in uploading the image. That went fine. I could take it in the app, in the browser, should I say, not the app. And I added the image, and then I put some words in and all the rest of it. And then I don't know what I did. I must have just moved my thumb across the Safari browser and it either went forwards or backwards, but I completely lost the audio. And I thought, yeah, this is just not stable. I just can't use that. Test has been successful and it's proved that I can't record audio successfully into the mobile browser app because I'm either clumsy. You can't have... you need something to be robust, put it that way. If you're out and about and you're interviewing, your phone's upside down with a spoffle on the top and you're dynamic, aren't you? So something's going to go wrong if it's going to go wrong. That's why apps are so good for these things. The browser, fiddly. Too many gestures to mess with the content. So I'm now recording to VRP7 and what I'll do is I'll try and save it to my phone and then upload that in the browser, still mobile. It's just a mobile workflow I'm looking for a future potential project, rather than take a laptop and have to move things from one place to another. So, should we test this? If you're listening to this, it worked. but I think an app designed for recording audio into the Audio Boom browser is probably the safest way to go outside of... I don't know. Does Anchor even exist anymore and all the other uploadable options which may or may not be around? I don't know. I've got an Audio Boom account and I've got over 2,000 recordings in there. Have a look. Audioboom.net. And so this will be also embedded, if possible, on documentally.net. So, yeah. If you're listening, Thanks for doing that. Thanks for listening. And I'll speak to you later.